to be sharing this with you guys. It's been a long time coming, but we're here. And like I said, I have here with me my friend, my brother. I won't say the man after my own heart. So yeah, I have my friend, my brother here, Joshua Akin Folahan. So you guys can't see him. He just waved at you guys. So I don't know. You guys can't see him. But yeah, we're here. Please introduce yourself. What you do. Let people know. Let people get to know.
My name is Joshua Akin Folahan, PKA Dr. Kel.
Screw.
Yeah, and I really did not want to be here, but
you did not have a choice. I did not give you a choice.
Yeah.
And it's been a long time coming. I've actually been thinking of having you on my podcast for a while. And you know, but last year we didn't do so much with the podcast. We were not able to record and all of that. So I'm happy you're here. So how are you doing? What have you been up to? Why I'm asking is because, you know, the podcast has been off for about a year now. So coming back retrospectively, what have you been up to? What has Kel been up to? Really? I mean, 2023 now, the year has started 3 months into the year. Okay. What have you been up to?
Like, you know, I'm a graphic designer. And I've really basically been trying to up my game. Been up to one or two things.
Yeah.
I got a job with a company in Lagos. I've been really busy.
It's not about the busy part. It's about the money part.
Yeah. The money, actually.
There's no passion for the work. Yeah. It's the passion for the money through the work. That's the only way it can work.
Actually, there's no two ways about it. The money is actually also very important.
Very. So that's nice. It's good to see that you're up to a lot. And I feel like a lot of people probably listening this year, everybody has been trying to like balance a lot, do so many things at the same time. You see someone, a graphic designer, also maybe she painting. No, people are really understanding.
That's
the
fact, actually.
These multiple sorts of income thing. You know, someone that is a minister said they do crypto. Jama. It's everywhere. It's really nice to see that you're up to a lot, and I'm happy that you're here. Today we're speaking about understanding personal values and beliefs. So I'm going to try and define it, and then I'm going to let you come in and then give your own personal definition to it. I wrote down here that personal values and beliefs are guiding principles that shape our decisions and our actions. They are like a foundation upon which we build our own lives. For me, I defined it like that because human beings are complicated. If you bring it down to the barest minimum, you bring it back down to the basics, down to the minimal level, you see that people make their decisions, the lens through which they make their decision, the guiding principles they live their life by are their value system and their belief system. Something I've learned on time is that, you know, human beings are like a compilation of our beliefs. But how would you define that?
Well, first, I'd like to start by saying 100% of the time as human beings, we don't see things the way they are. We see things the way we are. Based on our foundational systems, based on the cultures, based on the backgrounds, the personal experiences that we've built growing up over time. So those things tend to define us and define how we interact, not just with things, but with people as well. And in the grand scheme of things, how we eventually turn out as human beings, as regarding purpose.
You know, I wrote down here that like our value systems sometimes are based off or they reflect the kind of experiences we've had. So can you point one particular experience that has like shaped a certain belief system in you, probably while you're growing up?
Growing up, there were a lot of stereotypes about women. Let me just start from there. A lot of things that we're taught to believe as a man on how you treat a woman. But growing up and getting enlightened more than the ones who taught me, because those were just informal systems. So I got to find out that there were a lot of things that were said to me, were taught to me, that were not really true. And it was bravery and maturity enough for me to drop those things behind. And really adapt to what is the truth. And how to interact with these women. yeah. knowing the basis, and that's how that's been.
You know, if I was to track back to the kind of person I am today, I would say it's based on my experience. I just said that human beings are like a compilation.
Yeah.
You know, they're like a compilation of experiences, you know. The kind of experiences you've had growing up, the kind of experiences you've had moving around in life and generally, they kind of shape the kind of person you are
today. Yeah.
For me, if I said I had an experience that really, okay, there was a time I had something with, I had a group of friends, group of friends, and we would roll together, hit together, and at some point, it felt like we were growing apart. We were trying to make it work, but we were growing apart, and from there, I learned that, one, relationships are very important. They're very pivotal.
Yeah, very.
All right,
very.
And like you can be a better version of yourself if you're around the right kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so that stays with me till today.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And if I look back at that now, you know, we were saying something the other day about looking about some of our experience. I'm like, if we knew better,
we would have done better.
You done things differently. Yeah. So our experiences sometimes they really shape.
They really shape
the kind of person we are. And I think next question I would like to ask, or the next where I really want us now to dwell is, there are good value systems or bad value systems.
Yes.
How can you talk about that for a bit?
Well, like I said the other time, at the time I was learning about women. I'm going back to my experience.
Mm-hmm.
The way Yoruba land is, and the way we were brought up, there are certain things about women that are not 100% true, but I was not to know at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So there are value systems that you don't know are good or that you don't know are bad until you grow up as your own person.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes bravery and courage to drop what you think is no longer true and adopt what you think is now true. You know, so I'd say it's based on your personal experiences again, how it relates to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say something is right for me now, and then you step into it and it's all wrong for you.
Yeah.
So good and bad is still actually very relative. Still very relative.
And that's something I like about the way you look at things and the lens you have towards looking at things. Because I found that apart from Jesus Christ, being the truth, the way,
life,
the absolute, you know, is not relative.
Yeah,
I have learned that most things in life based on perspective are actually relative. It's evolving, and you can't say something is this way or that way, because if you're looking at it from my end, it might be six, and on your end, it's nine. So I've learned that experiences shape people, good or bad. What was bad for me may have been good for you. Now, let me explain that. I once had a friend that had issues, you know, growing up. No, our parents were not separated. No, they were together, but they fought a lot. So our escape was in the university. Mm-hmm. All right, and that's a bad experience. But the kind of person she is today, it has shaped that to say, okay, this will not be my experience.
Yeah,
it happened to my parents, it won't happen to me. Do you get? So she's stronger.
Yeah,
it has sort of like built her up, and that same experience might send someone to drugs.
Yeah,
to bad.
Or probably
bad
even
assistance.
Repeating the same cycle.
Same cycle, but now she became conscious of it.
Yeah.
She became aware. She snapped out of it, accepted Jesus as her Lord and Savior, right? Which is very important.
Very good.
And now she's turned her life around. She's now helping people from homes like that.
Amazing.
So that's why I say good and bad experiences are quite relative. We cannot say this is the same, but I know that people are a result of their thought process, their experiences, good or bad experiences. You know, if you look around us, you see people with good value system. You track it down to probably the way they were brought up, their childhood experience, the kind of parents they had, morning devotion, school, you know. It tracks back to the little things. And if you look at those that have some sort of value system in a kind of way, it still boils down back to how do I put it now? It boils down back to the kind of experiences they had growing up. I want you to dwell on it a bit, give a few examples, and then we'll just move on to
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I would like to add, just before I
remember
that, I like to think sometimes, because I was scribbling this down actually, minutes ago.
Yeah.
That you see, our values are of two expressions, really. They are either transitional or transmutational. Yeah. And transitional in the sense that what you have now is not original. Okay, someone passed it down to someone. That person passed it down to someone else. That person down to you.
I want you to go over that again. That's quite a lot. Yeah, I want you to unpack that.
Okay. I said. I believe that our value systems are either transitional or transmutational.
Hmm.
Transitional in the sense that it was passed down. It's not really original.
Mm-hmm.
So it was passed down to someone else, probably passed it down to you, and now you now hold them dear to your heart.
Hmm.
But transmutational in the sense that what you were taught with is not what you are growing up with. Or even if you grew up with it, it's not what you are currently.
It's changed.
It's changed at some point in time.
Hmm.
So really, good and bad, actually, it still depends on what you choose to accept and what you choose to believe.
Hmm.
So sometimes it's not even about the value system, it's about the belief system. And there's a difference. I think there is.
The demographic of the people listening to this podcast are really young people. And some people are trying to stand out of those patterns to actually make different choices.
Yeah.
So I want you to speak about the uncertainty sometimes, not knowing if you are in the right or in the wrong. Sometimes when you're trying to say, okay, for example, now, like what you said about women and the way they are, and sometimes, and then you're looking like, maybe they were wrong, maybe they were actually right.
Okay.
Do you get that kind of the fear of not really knowing, not being certain about the kind of value system and philosophies and beliefs you want to hold there? Because, like I said, every man for himself. Every man to his belief system, every man to his own value system.
Yeah.
And one thing I've learned is that sometimes stepping out to think for yourself initiate the thought process, because sometimes the how for the thought process, how it comes about to step out of that uncertainty, how do you go about it? Like, I want you to just dwell on that for a bit, because I feel like that's what many people are getting it wrong. How to step out of that pattern, out of that transitional pattern, and do it the right way, step out a bit from it and do it the right way, and how to be certain that you're stepping in the right path.
First, there is no transformation that happens without indoctrination or without education. The first thing is you need to let your mind be open. You need to first let your mind be open to learning, to believe that what you know is not enough, regardless of how much you know. And stepping out into the world, you need to be open to receiving new knowledge that might not necessarily be familiar with you. And so when you come within the corridors of new knowledge, you also need to be willing to do research.
Be diligent
enough to not just accept what you think, okay, this is new, this is not how we're taught, and so okay, let's check this out. No, that's not how you go about it. You are not just open to receive, but when you receive new knowledge as well, you can be willing to research, test it out, check the veracity, check how that works in the societies where
prove it, claim test false spirits.
Exactly. I didn't want to go that way. But I think
test false spirits. That's how it is.
You need to check the veracity. If they say it works in so society, if you are privileged to be there physically, go there and check how it works. If you can't, read about it. You know, there are books on how the mind works, books on how culture works,
books
on belief systems and all of that. So you can indoctrinate yourself, check out knowledge from different angles, check perspectives from different places. And the beautiful thing about reading and research is that you tend to see the world through other people's eyes. So you can know more without actually having to be someone else.
That's really nice. I think there are two more things I want to say, pop on, like, before we wrap up this episode. How these value systems can enhance a purposeful life. I found out that people that have more focus, have stellar focus on what they want to do, how they want to go about it, when they want to go about it, why they are doing what they are doing, are people that have a certain, someone says something, success is predictable.
Okay.
Success is predictable. That's principles that if you apply, there are value systems that if you embrace, there are belief systems that if you embrace. I was just talking before I started recording, my alma mater, all right, there are certain value systems that core values, right? Godliness, excellence, I think innovation and creativity, entrepreneurship. These are value systems that they told us, right? And these are predictable hacks.
Yeah.
All right, so a purposeful life. So I want you to just highlight on that the relationship between and that's why we're having conversations like this.
For
people to be able to look at themselves and look inward and see things that they have to fix, that they should fix. Do you understand? How do we interrelate it? All right.
Okay. I think I get what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Success always happens on a trajectory. If you see certain behavioral patterns, you see certain characters, you know that this person, if it is continued, they will end a certain type of way. You know that nothing good comes out of a drug user.
Yeah.
So if you see a person using
drugs, it's predictable. Mm-hmm.
You can almost
tell,
predict accurately
where this is going. Yeah.
Okay. So I also believe that if you want to experience success in a certain category, I think you need to do research, like I said the other time.
Yeah.
Look at the people who have been
gone ahead.
Mm-hmm. Look at some of the characters that describe their growing up, that describe their movements, how they got there. Look at some of the other things around them, and you try to sort of like
mirror.
That's what it is. So you want your success to be predictable in a good sense.
Yeah.
You do the things that are required.
Yes, and like I've learned of recent, these things are not secrets.
They are not really.
They are in plain sight. you know. I was telling someone that I don't push it on people, but if you want to be successful, there's a right amount of sleep, there's a right amount of work you have to put in. There's a time you wake up. There are things you should do.
Yeah.
Everybody is saying it. Yours cannot be different. You cannot just wake up one day and be a successful person or be a better version of yourself.
You don't stumble upon success. Yeah.
You don't stumble upon. It is predictable. It's intentional. You don't mistakenly become successful.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
that's
why I wanted us to talk about with having a purposeful life. Be intentional about your value system. Be intentional about your beliefs, what you hold there, the principles you guide your life by, and it will be almost. You would see yourself on the right path.
Okay. This is it.
Remember when we were at that program, and then you just stopped and said, "We're on our way there."
Yeah.
It's almost predictable. Like if you continue on this path,
you'll get there.
Do you get it?
It's a certainty.
Do you understand? That's why we're talking about this thing, because everybody listening to this, I want you guys to like understand a certain belief system, a certain value system that needs to be emboldened in your soul.
Yeah.
All right. Moving forward to say, okay, this is how things should be done.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And this is how we do things to get things done. Let me just wrap things up. All right.
Okay.
I don't want this to be too long.
Okay.
All right. Like we said, a fundamental part of life is relationships.
Yeah.
We were not created. And some people cannot maintain a certain value system because they are in a certain environment. There's something about a fish not being on a tree and a bird not being in the water. For every creature, there's an environment. For every successful person, there's a circle, there's an environment that helps them thrive. Now, how do we mirror or interrelate value systems with communication amongst ourselves and the right kind of people you should be communicating with? Do you get with relationships? How does value system really come in with relationships, actually?
Well, like we've hammered on repeatedly, and I'm still going to go about it again. Depending on what you want to see manifested in your life, aside the habits, aside the things you have imitated, the people that you surround yourself with are also quite important. You know, we talked about transmutational stuff the other time. Sometimes it's about the people you surround yourself with. Imagine a person born in a home where you wake up in the morning, you prostrate to greet your dad, prostrate to greet your mom as a man, kneel down to greet your parents as a woman. and then you all of a sudden you stumble into a group of friends that don't really
handshake.
Yeah, handshake, right. Really. So hey, dad. Hey, mom.
Yeah.
You know, and that gets into your head, and it changes what you used to know as true. So I can't necessarily say that's a positive thing, but I also say that based on where you're going, you need to surround yourself with people who will contribute. Exactly. So sometimes you will need to share your value system. Sometimes you need to adapt new ones, and sometimes you need to stay away.
Yeah.
From people who will, you know, derail you. So, I don't know how else to explain that better, but I think
I feel like this is the way I'm going to put it.
Okay.
Be in the vehicle with people going to the same destination.
Basically.
We cannot be going in opposite directions, and we're in the same vehicle. So, how do you find people like yourself? That's why I said people like mine. Similar value system. You know, I was discussing with my brother yesterday, and I said a culture can be defined or can be described as a people with a common mindset and value system. It's a central way of thinking. They all think alike, they all look alike, they all behave alike. That's culture, all right? So, not to dwell on it too much, I've learned that it is better if you share value systems with people. You don't only share people with people that you're with currently, but people you want to look like.
Yeah, I also have something to say about that, if you don't mind. There is this thing I found out about character. If your character is true to you, it tends to attract a certain type of people to you.
Yes, you attract the kind of person
you are. Exactly what I wanted to say. So the kind of person you are originally is the kind of person that you attract. Okay?
Yes.
So yeah, that's just what I wanted to add to that.
Ah man, it's been like why I started this project is because I found out that like many people need a lot of like self help. And starting up these conversations, I think it is a step in the right direction.
It is.
All right. I don't just want you to listen to what we said today. I want you to pay attention to those patterns. All right. To those value systems, the ones you need to do away with and the ones you need to add up. All right. This is a series. It's mirror conversations. All through this series, we'll be talking about things that we feel like you need to look inward, not just outward, but inward, and things you need to fix and ways you can go about them.
Yeah.
All right. I hope sincerely you've learned something today. All right. Share with your friends. Tell people about it. Do all you can to let the good news move around. All right. So my name is Oluwa Timileyi, and I am here with Joshua Akinfolaw, PKA.
Dr. Kell, yeah, amazing.
All right, thank you so much. It's been an amazing time. God bless you. See you soon. See you next time.